Roughly $1.2 million of Federal Recovery Act money is going to two Wisconsin groups. $900,000 will go to the Menominee Indian Nation. Lisa Waka is its tribal chair. She says the tribe's domestic violence and sexual assault prevention programs are more than ready for the money.
It was an area that we had to cut back 2 years ago because we just didn't have the dollars for it, and so we're just really upbeat because that is going to allow us to hire counselors, to have shelter aides, and maintain our prosecutor full-time. So it's really a blessing for us.
The other Wisconsin group getting money is American Indians Against Abuse, which serves all 11 tribes in the state. Its executive director, Terry Tainter, says they'll use their $350,000 award for culturally sensitive training for survivors and to hire a bookkeeper and an auditor.
We're also looking at maybe developing a better database so that we could track the offenders and everything, too. We also need, because of the tribes being in different counties, we need for the tribal programs to learn how to work with the county programs so that they know how to collaborate and they can assist these women in both areas.
Government officials and women's advocates say Native women are more at risk of violence than women of other racial or ethnic groups. And because of the close-knit nature of reservations, many victims don't report their attackers because they're afraid of repercussions or getting a relative into trouble. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.